It's one of those days where your to-dos are all over the place. On the list, a teeth cleaning at 6 a.m. Returning the not-so-fake cowhide rug at 9. Grabbing custom party hats for Jane's half-birthday at lunch. Scooping up a vintage stereo from Marketplace in Bethesda. At first to show up with cash, p.m. And picking up cousin Rick at Dulles at 3 a.m. Zip if, odd errands at odd hours. With Zipcar, you can book cars near you in D.C. anytime you want, with gas included. Which makes days like this, well, just another day. Join and drive in minutes at zipcar.com. It's one of those days where your to-dos are all over the place. On today's list, a teeth cleaning at 6 a.m., returning the not-so-fake cowhide rug at 9, scooping up a vintage stereo from Marketplace in Bethesda, at first to show up with cash p.m., and picking up cousin Rick at Reagan at 3 a.m. Zip if, odd errands at odd hours. With Zipcar, you can book cars near you in D.C. anytime you want, with gas included, which makes days like this, well, just another day. Join and drive in minutes at zipcar.com.
Podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
Hi, this is Michael Buffer, and you're listening to the voice of the people. Let's get ready for Boxing Voice.
Podcast is intended for mature audiences.
Every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling, every day I'm hustling, every day I'm hustling, every day I'm hustling, every day I'm hustling.
Down. Every day I'm hustling. Body punching. When I was hitting him with body punching, I heard him, actually he was crying in there. You were saying that Big was crying when you hit him? When did that happen? And perhaps the fourth round on.
BoxingWiz.com.
So that you knew you had him by that
Absolutely.
Time.
Absolutely, but I knew he was tough and you were taking those punches. Making women gestures like, oh.
Let's go, champ.
It's the champ. Get Shannon the champ. With the fake champ. With Sally, might have been good
to go. BoxingWiz.com.
Team like he's a C-plus fighter.
I'm
a dominator,
I'm
a dog
fighter. I'm talking about punishment. We're going to punish you for 12 rounds. Either the referee says you had enough, or you can say you had enough, or you can stay your ass there all night until you ain't had enough.
Hey, I feel I'm the best in the sport, and to be the best, you got to beat the best. And all I did was beat opponents. I worked my way from the bottom to the top. I won a title by beating top competition and top fighters. This guy was hands in the title, he's a paper champion.
Best super middleweight
right now. 100%. Let's go, champ. He can bring the pressure. He can box. I'm a true champion. I'm willing to go to his turf in Atlantic City. I'm going to step on him. I'm going to crush him. Y'all can mark my word to this. I'm going to crush him. He's a C-plus fighter. I'm an A-plus fighter. Come Saturday night next week, all the fans tune in because I'm going to dominate. This guy is flat footed. He swing wild. I'm not worried about who his trainer is because his trainer can't get in there and fight for him.
Dollar D. Beyonce Productions.
BoxingWiz.com. BoxingWiz.com.
What up, what up, what up? Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to another edition of the Boxing Voice Radio. Spontaneous. Looks like Premier Boxing Champions has put out their first episode of the Wilder Fury build-up, and it is titled Full Episode Inside Fury versus Wilder 3, Episode 1, PBC on Fox at 100,000 175,000 views, and it was released about 24 hours ago. And it's some good shoulder content. I know a lot of people this morning were a little bit upset that they took this long to release it, but at, you know, I look at the glass half full. At least they released something, right? And it's almost a month out, a little less. So at least they released something. And, you know, Wilder is talking a lot in this video. Not that video. One day ago, he did an interview with 78 Sports. So in that interview, he's actually talking a lot with 78 Sports, where he has this to say. He said if Tyson Fury doesn't fight, he will be stripped and forced to pay him a lot of money. He said he had a lot of good lawyers and that he's in a great place. Whether Fury chooses to fight or not, he's still going to get his opportunity, not only at, you know, getting his belt back, but being in the position that he wants to be. Whether Fury fights or not, again, he says he's in a good place and he's looking at it like, hey, he'll have to pay me. He will be stripped and I'll fight someone else for the vacant belt. He went as far as to touch on the fact that obviously if that happens, he won't get his revenge with Fury. But again, repeating what he said, he's in a good place. If he doesn't get the rematch, it's okay because he'll get a lot of money and he'll face someone else for the vacant title, according to Deontay Wilder. So for me, I thought that was very interesting and some very, you know, big pieces of information for us. I don't think that's been revealed. Obviously, many of us could have assumed what would be, what would happen. But to know it's slightly different and to know the plans of the former heavyweight champ is also different. He's saying basically he's not waiting. That was the question asked by 78 Sports. He's not waiting. If Fury doesn't show, if the fight doesn't go on, he simply moves on to the next available challenger for a vacant title shot. And there is some sort of financial money that needs to be given to Wilder if this fight doesn't happen. According to Wilder, he says Fury would have to pay him a lot of money. And, you know, he lets you know that he has great lawyers. You know, he has great lawyers. And he continues to feel that this fight may not happen due to Tyson Fury, obviously. You know, he's looking at Fury and he's looking at the energy that Fury has. And they're wondering, right? Because all Fury's energy was for AJ. It was for Saudi Arabia. He didn't really want this fight. He thought he was done with this fight. A lot of people thought this fight wasn't going to happen. So, you know, where is Fury's mentality right now that you do have to fight a fight that you probably were not interested in fighting? Can he get up for this one? Is the question. But honestly, I think that the most important information was that Wilder let us know that there's something in the contract that he will be paid if Fury doesn't fight and that Fury will be stripped. So that, I think, was the most important information, especially a few days out. I think that's what people needed to know. That somewhere, someone has told him Fury will be stripped if he doesn't step in the ring. And I guess per their negotiations, there is some sort of fine penalty for not fighting. You know, again, Wilder definitely insinuated that Fury would have to pay if he didn't show up and that he would just face the next available challenger for the vacant title shot. Now, it's funny that we're talking vacant title shots and the next available challenger, because that available challenger should be Dillian White. But today news broke that Dillian White is also suing the WBC because he never got his shot. And I know right now the WBC is kind of held up with the whole Wilder Fury situation, but Dillian White just doesn't care about that. He feels he's been waiting far too long and long enough, and he's ready to rock and roll, and he's broke out the class action lawsuit against the WBC. Now, if you're watching this on YouTube, don't forget to hit that thumbs up button. Obviously, it's going to help. Obviously, this is our third show today, so we're working. And if you appreciate the hard work around these parts, you know, a slight thumbs up, sharing the show, even calling in and voicing your opinion, those are absolutely free ways to show your appreciation and to help the show grow. Once again, we're talking Wilder Fury and the episode released yesterday, plus his latest interview with 78 Sports, where he confirms that if Fury doesn't show, he will be stripped and he will have to pay him in order to satisfy the contract. So shout out to Wilder's attorneys, working hard, getting the job done for the former champ. So I wanted to, I thought there would be interest in this episode. I'm figuring, you know, you guys watched it, you know, there was great emphasis on Wilder and his new trainer, the link up with the new trainer, and how good they're looking, how violent Wilder's mindset is going into this fight. You know, we got a super chat from Justin Gonzalez who says, run it up. Let's go, champ. Run it up, he says. So, yeah, man, we're talking Wilder Fury, and we are 26 days out. They dropped that first part series yesterday, and it was pretty good. You got to see Wilder in high definition working hard with Malik Scott. They gave you the backstory as to why we no longer got Mark Breland there. And they let us know that Wilder, he decided the night he lost, like, that he was going to get a new trainer. And he allegedly told Malik Scott the night that he lost in the locker room that he wanted him to be champ. Excuse me, him to be coach. So they were basically saying, like, you know, why are we the ones that are being accused of not wanting this fight when Wilder, you know, after that fight was over, he was already talking about the next fight. He was already making me the lead trainer. He was already talking violently for the next fight. So it's interesting. It's interesting, and it's going to be a great fight. We got 26 days away. Wilder looks a different man. You got to admit that. He definitely looks a different man. He definitely has a different mentality going into this fight. And watching that episode, you know, what you can see is, for me, I think it's evident that shot that caused Wilder to go down was definitely a behind the head shot, or a top of the head shot. It really looks bad. Looks like Wilder never recovered from it. And obviously, a person like Tyson Fury would have to land that shot again in order to gain that sort of advantage. But Shout out to Virgil Ortiz. Just got that new Mustang Mach 1. Okay. Want that speed. That American muscle. I hear you, Virg. So, yeah, man. I want to know what you guys think. Is Wilder a changed man now? Do you think you see change in all the training? Is he violent? Is he going to come up with a different mindset? And will all this training make the difference? Because that's another thing he said with 78 Sports. Okay. He said, look, man, they had a better chance in July. They let me train more. I'm invincible now, basically. So what do you guys think? Did Fury's best opportunity come and pass in July? Or is the best of Fury yet to be seen? Yeah, no. That's the question right there. Everybody's asking whether or not Wilder is doing this sort of work in sparring. Is he doing it in the gym or is this just pad work? That's the biggest knock. You know, oh, this is pad work. Pads don't hit back. Is he turning it up in sparring? Is he getting the same type of work in sparring? That's what everybody's asking. But does it really matter? You know, I think it's about repetition. But I could be wrong. I could be wrong. Listen, I'm going to open up the phone lines if you guys want to call in and want to give us your opinion. We're talking yesterday's premiere all-access video on Wilder Fury. And we're also talking 78 Sports interview with Deontay Wilder.
Remember to rate us 5 stars on iTunes.
Subscribe to youtube.com/theboxingvoice for the latest and greatest interviews with your favorite fighters.
While the sparring partners have been definitely kept silent, I don't even think we've seen pictures. Not yet. They usually submit some, but I haven't seen anything just yet.
Remember to rate us 5 stars on iTunes.
These calls are brought to you by Big Rigs Trucking Agency, experts for all your insurance and trucking needs. For quotes and consultations, visit us at brtagency.com or contact us at 908-943-6918.
All right, we're going out to Stunner Boxing. What up? Talk to me.
Goodness.
Chilling.
All right, so I haven't got a chance to finish the entire interview yet, but I did see most of that episode of the Wilder Fury joint. I mean, listen, Wilder's my favorite fighter, so, you know, I follow his career very closely, so all of these quote-unquote revelations are news to me. I mean, from the moment he lost, everything that he and his camp were saying is that he wanted to fight, but then you had what I call old media essentially reporting like the very opposite. Like you had him saying Wilder wanted step aside money when he never even said that to any type of source that we would consider credible. I mean, they were talking about this Joshua fight, knowing damn well that he signed a contract which indicated he owed Wilder a third fight. But he just had like the media just ignoring it. So I'm not surprised by any of that. As far as him saying if he would have fought him, you know, earlier, you know, it would have been in Fury's favor, I agree with that. I mean, you got to understand. These dudes, I want you to, this is my opinion, right? Wilder knocked out damn near 40 people with an old-ass Mark Breland, brittle hand Mark Breland, who can barely hold pads, like, I doubt Wilder used to even throw as hard as he could when Mark Breland was holding pads for him compared to like now when he's training with Malik. So This dude was training with this old-ass dude, Breland, holding pads at about 218 pounds, was knocking all of these dudes out with what they call, quote-unquote, no skill. So now he's training with Malik. Them training videos look OD, and they saying that he's about 235, 240? It's over.
I never seen him get that heavy, so we would have to see that.
Here's
the
thing. I think he was like, what, I want to say 232, 233 for like that last Fury fight, but now he's had damn near a whole year and some change to hold that weight and train with it and adjust to it. So now,
been holding it, because remember, he's been training more. They even built the gym in his house, so he's literally training more. He could be burning more calories, obviously.
That's what I'm saying. Look, I think it's a wrap. Not just for Fury, but for the whole... Look, any sliver of hope a lot of these dudes had has went out the window. Like, Lord pray, just his jab isn't more powerful. If his right hand, man.
Well, he definitely, based off the video, Malik Scott teaching him how to double the jab with that parry hand in front of his face so that, you know, he could parry it. He's working on a lot of stuff, man. I mean, you know, you definitely got to like Wilder using the broomstick with the head movement.
The way them videos looking, it's like, I wouldn't even want to get touch with the left hook right now. So it's like, look, I think it's a wrap for these dudes.
That's what he was saying in the interview with 78. He was like, we gonna beat Big Mama's stomach up. We gonna body his body. He said something about beating up his body. So they giving away the attack. They want Fury to know they're going to the basement. They're gonna put some water in there. They want that shit to flood. I guess we all knew he was going to the body, you know. I don't know how good of a thing it is to actually let everybody know that that's the game plan. But up until now, you know, he was just working and adding body shots to the repertoire. Now, according to him, we know he's going to beat Big Mama's body up. He said he's going to beat the shit out of his body.
It's one of those days where your to-dos are all over the place. On the list, a teeth cleaning at 6 a.m. Returning the not-so-fake cowhide rug at 9. Grabbing custom party hats for Jane's half-birthday at lunch. Scooping up a vintage stereo from Marketplace in Bethesda. At first to show up with cash, p.m. And picking up cousin Rick at Dulles at 3 a.m. Zip if, odd errands at odd hours. With Zipcar, you can book cars near you in D.C. anytime you want, with gas included. Which makes days like this, well, just another day. Join and drive in minutes at zipcar.com.
So, we'll see, man. Credit 78 Sports got the big interview with Wilder. And credit Wilder, man, out here making the rounds and, you know, adding some sort of promotion. So I got somebody saying this is all for show. They think it's all for show. I don't even know what that means. Like, isn't everything for show in boxing? Aren't you training and you have to show that? Aren't you fighting and you show it in front of the people? I mean, training is pretty much an open book. Everybody in this day and era, you know, they're posting, right? They're showing what they're doing. Henry Garcia posts his son being taught and mentored by Canelo almost every day, or just showing them sitting around in the gym because they're talking after a good workout. So I think that comment comes from a place of hatred. You know, I don't understand how training is all cap. You know, but I tell you, Fury, I think, giving Wilder a taste of his own medicine by going dark and not really saying much, because it's got Wilder thinking that somehow, some way, maybe Fury doesn't show. Somehow, some way, maybe Fury doesn't want to fight. So I think it's a taste of his own medicine. He's giving Wilder the silent treatment, making him think. making him be in his head. Oh, he ain't gonna show up. I mean, his fans, his, you know, crazed fans, they believe Fury's not gonna show up. And that's what made Wilder insure them today. They're like, hey, if he doesn't show up, it doesn't matter. We're just gonna take the money that he has to give us, and we're gonna fight for this vacant title, and he'll be out the loop, essentially. So, you know, once again, we're talking at Wilder Fury. First episode, it's a full episode. That's actually the name of it. It's called, like, Full Episode Wilder Fury 3. Episode 1. So, full episode inside Fury Wilder 3. Episode 1, PBC on Fox. So, yeah, man, I'm excited. It definitely added excitement watching him train, you know, hearing the kind of whatever little bit they're giving you on the game plan, and just seeing the focus. He even looks bigger, right? I don't know. Bicep-wise, he looks stronger. Wow, so you got to be part of the LDBC because you, A, talk about Wilder, or B, quote a source. I'm just being, you know, ethical. You know, 78 Sports got the big interview, and the right thing to do is tell people where I heard the audio versus just using the audio and not giving credit. You know, you guys need to grow up, bro. Need to grow up. But anyway, man, if you're watching this on YouTube, don't forget to hit that thumbs up button. It helps with the visibility of the show. It helps us grow. It's gonna put this episode in the eyes of other people so that they know that we talking boxing here every single day. We're going out to Hawk in Maryland. Hawk, what up?
What's up, Ness? How you doing, my brother?
What up, my friend?
Ain't too much. Hey, man, I'm gonna tell you. I'm all for the fight. I'm hoping to come off, but I've been watching Fury's career for a long time. He's always said that he don't defend titles. He's always talked about leaving the sport and coming back and taking the belt from the next person. So, and as far as Wilder and his fight fan, when he get in the ring, I'm confident Wilder's been fighting long enough to know what to do once he get in the ring, as long as he don't do whatever he did that last time before he came to fight. He'll be good. But one thing I do want to put out there, I think they should go back like they used to do in the old days and glove up in the ring. So we don't have that problem with the gloves. Put the gloves on in the ring. If Fury does show, I would really, you know, like to see them put the gloves on in the ring. They come with the hands already wrapped, but glove up in the ring so we can see that those gloves.
So wait a minute. Let me get this straight. You don't believe Fury is going to show?
I don't believe Fury's. I saw that I was around watching that Klitschko fiasco when he came, when he didn't show up for the first fight, then he came back and he fought Klitschko and he beat. But then the rematch came, and then right before the rematch came, he didn't show again. So they never had that rematch. And then he retired with all the issues. I'm just saying he's the type of guy who likes to hunt and get the belts, and then he seems to lose focus once he got the belt. Because he, you know, it's just, that's just seem like, you know, he don't, and he's always said he don't defend the titles. He said it on many occasions. But as far as this fight goes, if he does show, all I'm saying is I would like to see them glove up in the ring. They bring the gloves to the ring, and the fighters put their gloves on in the ring.
But
to eliminate that issue. Any thoughts on that?
I don't know, man, about putting gloves on in the ring. That's going to take a lot of time, you know. They'll have to do it in between, like, I don't know, national anthems. So that'll be disrespectful because now you're putting on gloves during that. I don't know, man. I don't know that that's the right answer.
Well, they used to do that. You know, they used to do that.
And I'm sure that's probably one of the major reasons they stopped it. You know, during a national anthem or an opponent's national anthem, right, from his country, it's probably not the, you know, best thing to be doing at that time.
Well, Well, you know, with a lot of these glove issues has been going on, because now they're putting out footage showing Canelo's glove was bending back at the Amir Khan fight. So just to eliminate that issue, I just think that would be a good idea. I don't know how they would work it in, like you said. You know, it's a lot of glove tampering going on. But that's my call, bro.
Yeah, I need headphones for him.
All right. Thank you for calling in, my man, Hawk in Maryland. Looks like we got the main lady, the first lady in the building, Lady Shine. What's up?
Hey! Fire!
What up, Lady Shan?
What's up, Chulo?
Chilling. Did you see the episode that dropped yesterday, or did you hear the interview with 78 Sports and Deontay Wilder?
I saw a clip.
Clips of it.
I am planning on watching the entire thing, but I saw other content creators, you know, talk about it. What was one of the things that he said on it?
I mean, what stuck out to me is that he said if Fury doesn't fight him, he'll be stripped.
Oh, yeah.
He said if Fury doesn't fight him, he'll be stripped and he'll get paid money. So I guess there's some sort of you must pay in the contract.
Yeah, so that led me to believe that Fury, when Fury was talking about Deontay Wilder, there was no, buyout money. What's the word for it? The technical
step
term.
Aside?
Step aside money. Yeah, it's just evaded me. Step aside money. Was there always step aside money? That was always an option then. That was always an option. But then we had Wilder's side coming out saying we've never asked for step aside money. And that's not what we wanted because we wanted the fight. Then we had Fury's side talking about that. He wouldn't give Wilder any step aside money and that Wilder asked him for $20 million. So which
I'm pretty
one is
sure
truth?
It's different though. I'm pretty sure step aside money and like
breach of contract.
Breach of contract money is different. Because step aside, I'm admitting that I'd rather take the money than fight you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What Wilder is talking about is like, oh, it don't matter if he don't fight me, he gonna have to pay and they'll strip him. So it's more like repercussions of not fighting him is how I'm looking at it.
Mm-hmm. But, I need to watch it.
What is Malachi saying? I know these days he's not the greatest Wilder fan. What does he say? Has anyone? Because I feel like this is new. I didn't even get any alert, and I'm subscribed to Fox on PBC. I didn't even get an alert of the episode. If it wasn't for my good listeners telling me this morning, like, hey, did you see it? I wouldn't have known. Then I seeked it out, watched it during lunch, and the recommended video was the 78 Sports video, which had the interview, which really gave the information we're talking about. I had no clue there would be money to pay. Because when was that in the contract, right? Like, did that happen because of arbitration? And they're like, look, Judge, this dude tried to weasel out. If he does this again, I want to be paid. Like, because a regular contract, I mean, if you don't fight, you don't pay a fighter if you don't fight. So this is, I mean, this was weird to me. It was interesting anyway, to say the least.
Yeah. Yeah. No clue. I don't know. I'm not tuned up in it, Ness.
Nah.
You're the one that's you got more clue than me.
I am tuned up, man. I'm locked in, man. He looks everything he's saying. He looks violent, right? Doesn't he look violent though?
There we go. No, he don't. He just looks like Deontay Wilder.
Okay. Okay. No, I hear you.
I don't know what a calm Deontay Wilder to a violent one looks like. He said he feels violent. If he feels violent, he feels violent.
But wasn't that the thing? Isn't that the knock that Wilder was too wild? So if someone could control what is uncontrollable, I don't know.
I think he's definitely locked in, locked on and focused. I believe he's way more focused than Fury, in my opinion. Fury looked like he's having a good old time doing nada.
But isn't that Fury just spinning it back on Wilder? How do you know this isn't a mind game? He's like, you know, this guy thinks I'm not training. I'm going to do exactly what he's doing. He didn't show me nothing in the press conference. He hasn't been talking, so now I'll go dark. And now Wilder's the one like, oh, he's not going to show up. Oh, is he training? Oh, he better, you know, if he doesn't show, like, mm-hmm. You're the one assuming now because he went dark and he's not showing you what you're showing the world. So yeah. I told my audience, like, it felt like a taste of his own medicine to me. Like,
maybe. Yeah, maybe. He said that he was going to not be on social media. Well, he's been doing, they've been trying to crank up some kind of muster up, some kind of promo. He's been doing a lot of Queensbury interviews and BT Sports stuff. But yeah, we've not seen any footage of sparring at all.
I mean, when did we see sparring of AJ? Knock it off, Lady Shen.
Well, you know, we haven't seen even him. Usually we see Fury hit the heavy bag and stuff like that. I haven't seen him in the gym.
No fighter puts out sparring.
Well, we're not sparring. All right. Him hitting the heavy bag. Him doing his, I haven't seen anything. When he was in Vegas, I saw him doing all of that.
So
I saw him, I've seen him running and jogging. He's been running.
But actually, this is what I'm saying, even about the Wilder team, like, how does that mean Fury's not working just because he's not posting?
I didn't say he's not working. They're just saying, it just seems from what we've usually got from Fury to what we're getting now is very minuscule.
Mind games.
You know.
Mind games.
Well, maybe it is.
You used to this? Now you can't see this. Mind
we always
games.
Get AJ working out. AJ, we always see AJ working out.
You don't get AJ sparring, though.
No, we don't get AJ sparring. But if all of a sudden we didn't see any AJ workouts, then we would be like, what's going on? Why are we not seeing any workouts? So, yeah, sparring was the wrong word. Yeah, we haven't seen him hit the heavies, any speed bag stuff. I have seen him run jogging with his dad. That's the only thing that I've seen.
I would put money on Wilder. They're asking, should we put money on Wilder? I mean, when you say, should you put money on Wilder, I'm not telling you to bet the house. I'm not telling you to bet the rent or the car payment, the mortgage payment, you know. But he's a decent underdog, but Fury's not a huge favorite. So this fight on my bookie is +210 for Deontay Wilder and -270 for Tyson Fury. So you got to bet $270 to make $100 on Fury, and $100 makes you $210 on Wilder. So because of those odds, 2-for-1 money, yeah, you lay something down on Wilder. I mean, at the end of the day, he's still one of the biggest punchers in history. They can't take that from him. Doesn't matter what they say, until somebody got more bodies than him, he's hitting harder. So someone giving you plus money on a big puncher, might as well, you know. And it's something he said in that episode too, Shan. It's like he says that a beltless Wilder is a dangerous Wilder. And if you think about it, his best performance yet is still Bermain Stiverne 1. He mm-hmm. still was the best boxer version of himself we mm-hmm. ever seen. And that's when he didn't right. have the title. That's when he knew he had to whip out all the tools to make sure he got that belt that he so desperately wanted. And I think that's what's going on now, you know.
Now,
because he talked about, he kind of gave a knock to everybody who was mad at him for getting rid of Mark Breland. He kind of said something to how Breland was training him. He made it seem, he insinuated very forwardly that Breland would only teach him the 1-2. And would only say, and he even mocked him and said, you only need the 1-2. You only need the 1-2. He did the Breland voice. And he's like, look, with Malik, we're working on many different things. We're working on many different things. And the body is one of them. The hook is another thing. We're educating the left hand. And I think, hey, maybe that's his excuse. Everybody, he ain't shit. He got rid of Breland. I mean, now here he is telling you something we never heard before. Breland only worked on the 1-2 with me, you know?
Yeah, but if you wanted to know the 3-4, why didn't you ask?
Well, that's what he said, that Breland would say, you only need it. You don't need that. You only need the 1-2. And I get Breland's mindset. Tall guy, long guy, powerful right hand. Keep him at the end of the jab.
Keep him at range.
Yeah, mm-hmm. keep him at range. So I get Breland, but just shows that Wilder was a sponge wanting to learn, you know? And now Fury has him, or rather Scott has him. And teaching them some new things for sure. Aaron and Callie, what up?
What up, what up? I think it was a pretty good episode. And I did catch that interview with NBA Sports. You know, I mean, I think Wilder, he was just, they asked him the question if he thinks Fury is going to show up or not. And he essentially said he doesn't really care. But if he does, he's going to get stripped. I think first and foremost, I think that's just, we're going to see a lot with this fight, if it happens or not. In particular, is what the WBC does, especially with this Valdez controversy.
Get off
but
the screen.
If Fury doesn't show up for the fight.
Get off. Sorry. Get off the screen while you fucking choke. Get off now.
I'm sorry, Aaron.
he's choking. I had to try and do a virtual Heimlich maneuver. Fucking Whoa. Loser. Go ahead.
Wow, okay, she is violent tonight. You hear her? Go ahead, Aaron. I apologize for my co-host.
Yeah, she's not a good one.
Oh, whatever. I was trying to help you from choking.
If,
don't
if
you
Fury
get the joke?
Show up for the fight.
Aaron.
The WBC should strip him so they can go on, you know, with boxing. And then we would like to probably see Wilder White fight for that title. I think it's just the right thing to do, regardless of whatever excuse Fury has.
I don't know if White gets the shot because he just dropped the lawsuit on the WBC today. It broke news that he dropped the lawsuit on WBC. So maybe because it's an a pending lawsuit, they just completely overlook White.
Okay.
Now.
Well, if it's not White, it's going to be Ruiz. So either of those fights are going to be good fights. So we just have to wait and see. We're 3 weeks away. If Fury pulls out, it'll probably be this weekend. He's not going to do it. Probably.
So do you believe Fury's pulling out?
The money. I don't know. It's 50-50. Does anyone? I don't think so. I don't think so because he has too much pressure on him from Bob Arum and everybody else. But, you know. Who said it?
Why did you say you think he's pulling out? And then when we asked you, do you think he's pulling out? You went, no, I don't think so. It's 50 because I think he's got pressure. So why did you say you think he's pulling out if you don't think he's pulling out?
No one knows Fury. Fury is heckle jekyll. I mean, I don't know what he's going to come up with. I mean, no one believes the COVID story. I mean, come on. No one's buying that. So, you know, I mean, I don't know. You know, flip a coin and see what happens. As far as, you know, that step-aside money that you were talking about, homegirl, was the fact that Frank Warren himself said they didn't offer Deontay Wilder any step-aside money. So I don't know where the stories are getting mixed up there with that issue, but
no stories getting mixed up. It's just something that I posed. My name's Lady Shan, not Homegirl.
No, Frank Warren interview. Look at the Frank Warren interview. He said they didn't offer Wilder money. I mean, it's out
yeah,
there.
I know. I saw it. It was just something that I posed. It's called something that you pose. You know, it was just something that sprung to mind. So I brought it to Ness. That's all. I'm not saying he did offer him or he did. I was like, which one is it? If there is money now in this contract where they're saying if he doesn't fight, he's getting stripped and he has to give me money. I'm saying, was that always a thing in the contract anyway? Or was there always step aside money anyway? Is this just totally different because it's breach of contract and step aside money? We're just talking about things that are different that I posed. That's all. I don't know the answers at all.
And I don't either. I think that's minor. I don't think anyone really cares if he's going to get paid money or not. I think people care about the championship and the WBC. I'm more concerned about that we get that title moving and we get boxing going again with AJ Usyk and now this Wilder fight. So at the end of the day, I think we all have to agree that Fury should be stripped of the title, or at least at bare minimum, be a champion in recess. So Wilder and the WBC can move on.
If
and
he doesn't
and
show.
That's it. That's if he doesn't show.
If
or
he
if
doesn't
there's another
show,
excuse.
Right?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
If he doesn't show, we all have to agree that he needs to be stripped, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, we'll see. Okay. We'll see what happens. I need to see the excuse. Honestly, I'm not going to be, I'm not going to stick to a yes right now. I need to see the excuse. We don't know what the excuse is. Some excuses are greater than others. You know what I mean?
I think he's all out of them. Between the both of them, they've used every excuse in the book.
Nah,
literally.
I mean, in today's episode, he said he was having his sixth child. Did he have it already?
Yeah.
Okay. So
like,
you still,
she
I mean,
just came out of the hospital like a couple of weeks ago.
There you go. Newborn baby. You gotta make sure everything is still good, you know? Still very new. Stainless, what up?
Red belt, black belt, WO and green. I'm King. Undisputed GOAT, TBE. And you can catch the news first on TBV. Voice of the people, people now let me speak. Scientists of the sweet, B-O-X-I-N-G.
Yo, TBV, what's good?
What up?
That's Lady Shan. Who else there with you?
It's just us.
Y'all so
how y'all doing? Y'all doing some fantastic Dynamo Duo shit, huh? That's what's up. What's the topic, though, man? I just jumped on it. Like, Skype was giving
We're just
issues,
talking so. Wilder and Fury's latest and newest episode for the build-up, plus his interview with 78 Sports, where he confirmed that if Fury doesn't show, he'll be stripped and he would have to pay Wilder.
It's good to see some type of action is going to happen. I mean, I would prefer to see the fight. I don't know if it's how true it is, man. I was watching Ego. He was saying Wilder at 240, man. Like, if he's smart and moving like that at 240, man, he might be dangerous for somebody. Mm. But the more time they give him, man, I think the better he's going to start to look. So I'm just enjoying it. I hope the fight happens, though, man. I'm prepared for the fight. I don't really want to see him with Ruiz right now. It's kind of just unfinished business with the whole Fury thing. So, you know, I'm more, you know, focused on that. I really hope that fight comes through. If not, you know, I would have preferred to see White over Ruiz, but if he got those litigations going on, then, you know, it's more likely that we would get Ruiz. So, you know, I just got to take what we can get, man. It's an unfortunate place that we come to in boxing, but maybe I just feel better knowing I got Canelo and Plant and Porter and Crawford right around the corner, but I'll be all right, man.
Tickets man, go this, on sale mañana for those.
Man, like I said, I want to go to the fight, but it'll probably be one of them things where I go to Vegas and then just go to another casino or some other place that's hosting the event because, you know, sometimes them tickets, you know, especially right now, sometimes they can get out of hand, so I'm hoping maybe we can get something together where we all can meet up anyway, but we'll talk about it off air. I'm saying, either way, man, thanks for another show, man. This is kind of impromptu. I made me forget what day it was. I'm like, is it Thursday already? But thanks for another show. As always say, please make sure you push the thumbs up. Share this in every episode of the Boxing Voice Podcast. This is TBV for life. And if you ain't on Patreon, it's because you're stupid. Shout out to El Camino. Peace.
Salute.
Salute.
We got knowing people by their voices now. I'm like, yeah, I like this one. Oh, no, I don't like this person. Oh, I like this one.
Oh, wow.
Because I know the voices now.
All right. Stone Bone in Colorado. What up?
What up? What up?
What's going on?
So what they saying? He not going to come? Who's saying this? Where is this coming from?
Wilder did an interview with 78 Sports where he said if Fury doesn't come, they get he'll get step aside money. Excuse me, not step aside money. He has to pay him.
Breach of contract.
Yeah, it'll be breach of contract. He'll have to pay him and he'll be stripped.
Oh, so he'll get awarded damages, awarded, not rewarded, awarded damages and stripped and he'll fight Dillian White, I guess, for the vacant.
I don't know if it'll be Dillian because Dillian did a lawsuit with the WBC that it was announced today, so you know he might be shelved.
Oh my god!
Well, he shouldn't be shelved. Who? If they want to do anything right, they should. It should be
man,
Dillian. He's
sue,
number one.
Listen, you sue me
in the
you
interim.
Sue me, you sitting on the sideline till we get this figured out. Mm-hmm. That listen, it would only be right if Mauricio say, you know what, the Dillian situation, we offered him multiple eliminators to fight. We said fight Ortiz. We said fight Dominique Brazil. They gave him multiple that he turned down because he said he had better fights for Eddie with Eddie over there. So
Dillian's the interim champion for WBC. Whether he fought Ortiz or not, he's the interim champion.
But interim doesn't
this,
make
the
you.
Say, the rules say, yeah. The rules yeah. Yeah, the rules say, Mauricio says, I have to mandate that order. So you can be an interim while the mandatory is in waiting, which he was. So they did that. They did a courtesy of making him interim to assure he would get the fight if he ever would have took one. They made him interim without ever fighting any of the eliminators. That's almost unheard of. Usually if you turn down the eliminators, they just go to somebody else. So listen, Fury going to show up. Wilder going to show up. He looking great, looking strong, looking fast. Boxing looking good, man.
Did you watch the episode, Stonebone?
Like I just, man, I watched it.
Okay.
I watched it, man. And remember I said that was the first real content from anybody, really, you know, about the fight. So Wilder looked serious. His body look, he looked physically.
Doesn't he look mentally stronger? Like his biceps look a little bit bigger, shoulders, right? Or is it me?
It's from the core. You can tell it's from the core where he's built it right. It wasn't like he went and put on weight over this 18 months or however long it's been since that fight. He's been putting on speed, power, agility. And even though I picked Fury, man, this fight is way closer than it was when I picked him. So I want everybody to know that to keep it tuned. We about to have, man, like boxing is lining up to be, we're going to get AJ, then Wilder, then Shakur, then Bud. Then, man, this is going to be a nice ending of the year. So I hope boxing fans will stop complaining and start embracing and support these fights so that maybe next year we'll get some good fights again and we won't get this bullshit. So everybody support it. Buy the Zone, buy the pay-per-view, get your ESPN, and whatever you got to do, let's get it popping. Let's get this end this year strong, man. Let's do it.
All right, Colorado. Yeah. 26 days, Lady Shan.
Till the fight. You got to wait till the 11th hour. Because on the 11th hour, before anything, remember, this is when Tyson Fury does his fuckeries, on the 11th hour. You know that phrase, the 11th hour?
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, that's how Porter Crawford got made in the 11th hour.
Yeah, and they just used it for that. So, man, wait to that 11th hour. If we get to the 12th hour, the fight's happening. I don't have...
A dog in a race.
No. It's not about that. No, I don't think Fury may turn up either.
Oh, you don't believe Fury will show up either?
I think there's going to be another excuse. I'd like it just to get it out the way that he doesn't and that the fight just happens. But I don't trust Fury, so yeah.
This will be the first time he defends a title. So that's why people are so scared. But I think that even he knows that doesn't look right, you know? He's probably tired of hearing that same line.
It's lame.
It is lame.
How do you be a champion and you've never defended a title in your whole career, but you're a champion?
Circumstances.
No, I know, but it's fake. I don't care about circumstances. You're not a real champ.
I mean, I wouldn't say that. He's definitely undefeated number one heavyweight.
Doesn't matter. You have a champion. Go and look at what a champion is. The definition and in the context of boxing, he's not a definition of a real champ.
So how are you not a champion if you're destroying champions? You're dethroning the champions. You're taking their belt. You may not have defended it because
you have to defend it,
and that's cool. That's your argument. But he's dethroning champs.
Okay, and you're supposed to dethrone and defend.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You know.
I think it's lame.
Yeah, I mean, I think people try to sensationalize that because they're mad.
Oh, it's because it's lame.
No, because they're that's mad. Like he beat Michael, their favorite fighter.
That's like having like Muhammad Ali. Imagine he doesn't ever defend the title.
People are just upset he beat their favorite fighter, so they want their favorite fighter to get some get back.
He's never beaten my favorite fighter.
Vlad was never going to beat Tyson, and he showed that in the AJ fight. He can't even beat AJ.
You're still supposed to defend your title. How about that?
I mean, yes and no.
No, it's yes. Do you mean yes and no? A champion defends a title. What are you talking about?
Nah, because in the old days, you know, Vikings would just run through towns. That's it.
Those Vikings would defend the town of where they just ran through. The people that they ran through would come and retaliate. We're not in Viking days. We're in boxing.
At the end of the day,
you're supposed to defend the title, and you're not going to actually change my mind. He is supposed to defend the title.
Tomato, tomato. He went to Germany and beat the shit out.
Tomato, tomato.
He went to Germany and beat the shit out of the unified champ.
Well, he didn't beat the shit out of him. He didn't beat the shit. It was a 12-rounder. It didn't beat the shit.
I mean, there was only one man. There was only one man that got beat.
Yeah, but he didn't beat the shit out of him.
No, there was only one man that got beat up.
Yeah, but he didn't beat the shit out of him. Let's not exaggerate. He beat him. It was a great feat, but he didn't beat the shit out of him.
I mean, he did because he hit him with that left hook. Listen, there was 84 punches in that fight total. You know that, right?
I don't care what how many total there was. But, he didn't beat this shit.
Understand, that's a little bit of punches.
He beat Klitschko, but he didn't beat the shit out of Klitschko.
Compared to how Klitschko was fighting for the last 12 years, you tripping. Okay.
He didn't beat the shit out of Trippin. Out of Klitschko.
Okay, who had a tougher time with fucking Klitschko? AJ or Fury?
And who beat the shit out of him in the end?
Tyson Fury! AJ got
on the 11th,
Fury didn't get hit.
And he
got up. Fury didn't get hit. You just
Fury
crazy.
Fury didn't get hit. He didn't beat the shit out of Klitschko. Stop capping.
AJ definitely didn't beat Klitschko.
He won. AJ definitely beat Klitschko too.
He beat him.
Moving along swiftly, he beat him.
He won.
Yeah, he won.
Yes.
As much as you hate to admit that, he won.
No, he won. That's
okay,
it.
Cool.
He didn't beat the shit out of him like Fury.
Okay, and neither did Tyson Fury beat the shit
out
of him.
It was only one dude in that fight.
So all of a sudden, you love Tyson Fury now?
No.
Yeah, you do.
That was a boring fight.
Photos with him and all of that on your little phone and all that.
We don't care. I do have photos with him.
Yeah, that's why you love him, because you got some little photos with him.
Yeah,
so what?
Yeah,
he didn't beat the shit out of Klitschko. Anybody put a fucking poll up and ask, did Tyson Fury beat the shit out of Klitschko?
No.
Yes or no?
The poll should be who beat Vlad better?
No. That's not the poll. We're not talking
that's
about
the
AJ. The poll you said.
That's the poll.
AJ got dropped. Let's talk.
AJ got dropped. Fury
dropped
ain't get dropped.
Who
Fury
dropped Klitschko? Who dropped him?
What you mean, who dropped him?
Who dropped Klitschko? AJ.
What was it? Samuel Peters?
AJ Peters? Dropped Klitschko. We're going back to your words. You said Fury's a champion because he dethroned
AJ dropped Klitschko
a champ.
And got dropped.
So he
dropped.
Dethroned a champ.
Crazy.
So that's cool. He dethroned a champ. He's never defended a title. Then you had to go and step yourself 1 foot more over the ledge and say, oh, he beat the shit out of Klitschko. You're lying. No, he didn't. You're barefaced lying. So put the poll up
more punches?
And let's see. Put the poll up.
Who landed more punches?
Put the poll up.
Who landed more punches?
Put the poll up. You don't want to put the poll up because you know none of the poll is going to say what you just said.
What's the poll?
Put the poll up and say, did Fury...
Who beat Vlad better?
You just asked me a question.
Who beat Vlad better? That's the poll.
No, that's not the poll. Yeah. That's not the poll.
Why are you afraid of that poll?
Because you said...
Why are you scared of that poll? Because you know your man got dropped. You know your man banged up. Unlike Fury.
And what happened?
AJ
AJ. You love AJ. Just because AJ doesn't roll with you, you're so bitter. You're like an ex-girlfriend that gets kicked to the curb and you can't get over it. Get over it. He doesn't like you. It's not the worst thing in life that AJ doesn't like you. Or is it?
I mean, I don't know what you're talking about. I'm talking about Vlad.
Stop being so bitter.
And Fury.
Stop being so bitter. You want to be his friend. It's okay. I'll put a good word for you against you, love.
All right. I mean,
you know, stop being a hater all your little life.
I mean, listen.
You've got another good 40 years left on the planet.
If I were a fighter, I'll tell you this.
We're not listening. Put up the poll.
If I were a fighter, I'll tell you this. I'd rather not be dropped.
Okay. I'd rather a lot of other
people. Most fighters feel that way.
Don't really worry about it.
Most fighters feel that way. You know it.
We know why you don't like AJ, but don't worry about it.
You know that.
Don't worry.
You know most fighters will say, I'd rather not get dropped.
Just put the poll up. You said that Tyson Fury beat, and I quote verbatim, Tyson Fury beat the shit out of Klitschko.
Put the
poll up.
He did.
Go ahead. Well, then put the poll up then.
That's not the poll, because since you don't believe
this is the poll title. Did Tyson Fury beat the shit out of Klitschko? Although he won, did he beat... That's what you put in brackets. Although he won. Yes, no. So people aren't quite informed that he won. Did he win by beating the shit out of him?
Schooled Klitschko.
By not beating the shit out of him.
The biggest name on Fury's resume was fucking Chisora going into that fight.
Because you be capping.
The biggest name on Fury's resume was Chisora going into that fight. You were mad. You were just a hater.
Capadonna.
You are just a hater. You don't respect accolades. It's
Cape
all good.
Town, it's all Cape good. Town, South Africa. Everything. Cape Verde. Which one? Capadonna, Capitron, Superman Caping, Cape Town, Cap.
66% of the people believe Fury will show up.
Yep, new poll now for the one that you said.
All right, I'm doing it right now. Who?
AJ gave us a great fight. Fury boxed. Thank you.
Done it.
Ness is just a such a loves AJ, you know. He wants AJ to be his friend so bad. He ain't your friend. You fucked up.
Vlad.
You fucked up, so he's not your friend.
Vlad.
Let it go.
Mir?
Hatertron.
Vladimir.
Such a hater. Hurry up so I can vote. Guys, please vote.
Who done it better? Who done it better? Tyson, True Champ, Fury.
I watched him just model the words. I ain't even voting in that.
AJ.
It's not you said. Okay, go ahead.
One.
Go ahead, bitter boots. Gosh.
Johnson.
Always has to be putting his little AJ in there, doesn't he?
AJ, one loss Johnson. Remember they called him Anthony Johnson over in America?
Yeah, they called him Anthony Johnson.
That was crazy. They be hating on my man, AJ.
He's not your friend. He's not your man.
I don't need him to be my friend.
He's not your man either.
I would hope he's not because
you just said he was
I'm not gay and neither is he. So stop it, Shen.
Well, you said stop your man.
Stop it.
You said he's your man.
All right. We asked the community, who done it better? Tyson, True Champ Fury, or Anthony Joshua? Look at Shan already put
it. Yeah, I pressed that shit.
Yo, I seen your cheeks jump when you hit the button. Damn. She did that violently. I'm violent. I'm violent. I'm violent right now.
Oh, I've got a 5 seconds, like a delay on there. So I'm looking at
Riff King. Riff King, he's the true champ because he beat the real champs first, not second. You understand?
You've asked the wrong question, and you know you have. You've had to change it to make it so it goes your way. It doesn't really matter. He beat the shit out of Klitschko. Oh, whatever. You're such a liar.
What?
I can't believe it.
I can't believe you don't remember that left hook Klitschko wasn't even seeing. Shit made him turn around.
He beat the shit out of him. He just didn't. He won. It was the most boring fight. But
it was boring because you expected something from Vlad that he didn't give you.
No.
Yes.
It was just boring.
Nah. Fury.
It was boring.
Fainted the shit out of old man Klitschko.
Don't worry. You might get press credentials to come to this fight with Raya Fury. Don't worry. Keep kissing his ass. Keep deriding. Keep going.
No, I hear you, man. Listen, I hear you. I just rather tell people the truth.
No, you just rather dick ride, but it's cool.
I'd rather tell people the truth.
No,
you know?
Dick riding is the truth. Yeah, actually, that is the truth. You like
you
dick
know,
riding.
AJ had to be told the truth, and that's why, you know, he changed things up. Wilder was told the truth, and he changed things up. It's just
and I'm telling you
order.
The truth, so you could change things up. Stop dick riding.
It was a natural order.
You're
just getting
riding.
Vulgar because we're talking about your little baby boo.
No,
let's
no,
understand.
It's not.
We know you already.
You dick ride a lot.
You can't
you
talk.
Dick ride.
You can't talk about AJ without
no,
you catching
up. No, I can.
You
but
know,
we wasn't
you get
even
a little
talking
bit upset.
About, like, but what we were saying was about Klitschko, and you lied.
Yeah,
I'm not even a Tyson Fury fan or a Klitschko fan like that, but he didn't beat the shit out of Klitschko. He should have. That's not true.
No, I know.
You know that's not
true.
I
know. I'm sorry I ever said anything bad about AJ. That makes it better?
No.
You sure?
That's not nothing to do with AJ.
You sure?
I'm just saying, stop dick riding. Like, you're dick riding fury. What do you want? The press credentials. You want to get in there? How want to get to the media workout?
Okay,
do ya?
So let
you
me.
Do you want to get to see
let
some
me explain
work,
this. Let me explain.
Do ya?
Let me try to understand what it is you're saying I'm doing.
So being a dick rider. I'm
deriding fury for credentials.
Yeah, because you can't get them through Wilder. Let's have it straight. That
credentials.
That is, access denied.
Do you know that credentials don't come from fighters?
Well, you want the backstage credentials where you're at the locker room when you want to be massaging them. Come on, champ. You know you got that's the kind of credentials you want. Rainbow credentials.
Do you know that when
I don't
walked
care
out
what
Fury,
I know, just I know
I
what
a
I know.
Credential?
Today is not the day. You tried to lie, I'm gonna shut you down. Don't lie in my presence. Mm. He didn't beat the shit out of Fury. I don't know who you're dick riding for, why you're dick riding, whether or not you can get credentials from left, right, up, down. You want some.
BABA select start. That's an American thing. They'll get it. They've gotten it. It went over your head.
Yeah, good. Those
you're still trying to get credentials from fighters.
Who is? Me?
I mean, that's the part of the show you're on.
I'm not trying to get no credentials from fighters. Who am I trying to get credentials from?
I mean, I don't know. That's what you Who? That's what you Who? Said. I don't know. Who?
Run around with a camera.
What fighter told you that?
I don't run around with a camera, boo-boo.
But what fighter told you that?
I don't go to media train outs and workouts. Oh. Not me.
Hmm. Strange.
No, I don't do that.
So
sorry.
Where'd you get that information?
Wrong persona. Error.
Where'd you get that information, ma'am?
What information? Which one? That you're a dick rider?
No, that you get credentials from fighters.
You do get some credentials from fighters. Yes, you do.
Mm.
Yes, you do.
I've never gotten any.
No, of course you haven't. Yeah, yeah.
My credentials come from the media company that issues them.
So are you going to be covering Wilder Fury? You got fresh credentials for
that? Yeah, I actually applied to the media company, yes.
Okay. All right, let's see if you get them.
I'm pretty sure. Been getting approved for 12 years now. I've been getting approved for 12 years now, and I
please
honestly
enter the press credentials passcode. Do 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 do.
Honestly,
passcode
I don't even
denied.
Know. I don't even
passcode
know any
denied.
Fight that I got denied.
Wilder TBV. Does not want you there. Passcode denied. Do 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 do.
TVV's been approved to Mayweather Pack, which is
passcode
the biggest,
denied.
The biggest. So
passcode
I'm pretty sure
denied.
We'll be okay.
Wilder
sure.
does not want you there. Do 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 do.
Wilder yeah, doesn't but, run it. You understand that, right?
Yeah. But you're not going to be. Yeah. He's not your friend either. AJ's not your friend. Wilder's not your friend. So Fury's your friend. So that's why you're D-riding.
No, Fury's not my friend either.
Okay.
He's only been on this show once. If we're going off of who's treated me favorable, it wouldn't be Fury or AJ. You know.
No, you love Fury because. Ness, you're a dick rider, but it doesn't matter. So it's okay, Chulo. You dick riding.
I would call you the same, but that's actually what
it's
you
all
literally
good. I
are.
Ride dick. I
you
do
know?
It. I does it. It's not a problem
exactly.
around
so,
here.
So it's not a it's not a insult to you. You know, I can't say
no.
that.
No, sorry, I dick ride.
I see.
No, you haven't seen.
But it won't be AJ. That's what we do know. It won't be AJ. So as favorable as you talk about him, as highly as and what pedestals
baby,
you want to put on him, you'll never get
dicks,
that
baby.
Candy. You know what I'm saying from AJ.
There was dicks before AJ, and there's dicks after AJ. I'm quite sure.
You Who ain't lying. Yeah. You ain't lying.
Yeah, yeah. I'm
no matter what you say, you won't be getting AJ.
I'm all right with the dicks.
I'm
all right. Are you all right with your dicks?
I'm just saying. No matter
right,
what
fine.
You say,
worry,
you won't be getting AJ.
All right. Don't worry about what I
no
get.
No matter if you say he beat
business.
Vlad better
what
or not.
What I get is not your
you
business.
You won't be with AJ.
What
right?
I get is not your business,
okay.
El Hater Trump.
Okay.
So don't worry about it.
Just
about
make
it.
Sure you understand
don't worry,
that.
Just don't worry about
make
what
sure you understand
I
that.
Get, what dicks I choose to ride and what dicks I don't ride. As long as you know, I ride. That's
no,
all.
You ride.
Anyway, back
you
to
ride.
Boxing.
I thought that was boxing.
No, it wasn't. It was dick riding. That's not boxing.
Well, I mean, they seem, they seem one and the same with you, because if you say anything negative about AJ, you go into attack mode.
Say anything negative about AJ.
I clearly did.
No, you didn't. What did you say that was negative? You just tried to change the poll when you said that Tyson Fury beat the shit out of Klitschko, and I called you out on it.
Mm-hmm.
And then you said, oh, about AJ fighting him. But I was like, it's nothing.
And then you erupted. Then you erupted.
No, I
said AJ didn't do it better than Fury, you said, oh, you're dick riding Fury.
Facts over feelings. The fact is, he's a dick rider.
Mm-hmm.
There's
mm-hmm.
no feelings, mister, over there to my right. To my right. You'd be dick riding. It's okay. I still,
you're showing your emotion.
Chulo, it's okay. Todo bien.
You're right. You're right. It is.
I promise you, I just came off having
Damn,
a good show.
Don't say that about Shan. Ride. Stop that.
Onto the Dick Rider show. I just came off of my good old show. Welcome to the Dick Rider show.
Yeah.
With your presenter.
I mean, you're the only one using that word and term. I mean, you know.
Fury mentally beat Vlad. Yeah. Yeah, no, I agree. Fury mentally beat Vlad. But what I was calling Ness on, well, he said that Fury. Guys, do you need to reload? Like, go back a bit in this.
Yeah, I know. There is no argument. What did
you say, Ness? What did you say, Ness?
I'm believing them. There is no argument. I mean, one man landed way more punches. One man made the fight.
So he beat the shit out of him. He was beating the shit out of.
There was. Let me try one more time to explain this logically to you.
Don't try, because it's a waste of time.
One man was defending his belts for 12 years.
So he beat the shit out of him.
The other man was inexperienced. Biggest name on his resume was a journeyman in Derek Chisora. Mm-hmm. Went to a foreign country,
Germany.
Fought on double padded ring.
They changed it, but anyway, because he admitted that they changed it. Do you not know the facts?
Won.
They changed the double padded ring.
Still won.
They changed the double padded ring. He still won, but he didn't beat the
fact
the shit
that there was a double padded ring tells you everything, sweetheart.
They were trying to cheat him. Yes, we know. But what we're trying to say is he didn't think of the fight where you watch the fight, and the outcome was the fighter looked like they got the shit beaten out of them, and then equate it to the Fury and Klitschko fight. Think of a fight where the fight I got
Shan,
the
you do
shit
understand you do understand that not everyone whelps up the same, right?
Go ahead, just think of a fight. Go ahead. Okay, now you thought of one. Look,
I actually didn't.
Tumbleweed. Tumbleweed in there. Get a brain in there.
I don't have any fights that what was the question again? Think of a fight that
fight someone
Valdez, but he
with
got
who?
The win.
Okay. Oh, okay. And then equate it to Tyson Fury and what Klitschko. Did Klitschko get the shit beaten out of him? Come on, Ness.
Shan, you got to understand, you have your opinion and I have mine.
Okay. Okay, you lie and I don't.
And that's fine. If that's how you interpret it, that's fine. But for me, when one guy lands the bulk of the punches and the other guy lands no punches, the other guy was the defending reigning 12-year champ. Was the fight boring? To some,
You better not be white calling me a chimp in the chat. You better hope that you're black. And even if you're black, it's even worse.
Let me get to...
It's even worse.
Mikey Mike?
Black.
Mikey Mike? No, that's not Mikey Mike.
They talk about people's toxic because you don't share the same opinion. People just lie here.
I can't believe you're saying someone...
You lot are just liars. I've came off from a good show. You lot
but
are all fucking liars. I don't really fucking
listen
care.
Listen to what you're
I'm
saying.
I'm going in a minute anyway. I only came to pass through and say hi. I can't bother with your little toxic
All
little
right.
fan base
I
over
mean,
here.
You can go, Shan. You don't have to be vulgar. You could just exit.
No, because when you got people calling you a chimp,
I mean,
then
you know,
then it's rude. So I will be vulgar because I think that's fucking rude.
You were calling me all types of names, and I just took
it. We're playing bants. We're banting and we're calling each other dick riders. We're not calling each other fucking monkeys. We're not calling
call
each other monkeys, are we?
I actually didn't call you
oh yeah, or whatever you said that I wasn't going to ride a dick. But you didn't call me a monkey, did you? Neither did I call you a monkey, did I?
No, you didn't.
No, exactly. So that's why.
Well, we're going to, I think I have this number.
Fuck you, you bastard.
Kentrell, what's up? Lady Shen, I thought you had tough skin.
No, hear it, man.
No, I just don't like racism. You can't call me a chimp. Anything
you're
else,
making
you
that
can't
race,
chimp.
You're making that racism have a voice. No one that listens to this show in the world can see
now
that
they
chat.
They have got, maybe they can all get him on the panel.
They can't,
on the
they
chat.
Can't see that chat. Let this guy get his call. Go ahead, my friend. Sorry about that.
Oh, you good? My bad. Like, in English, they got, like, different words. Like, I live over there. Like, I was in London one day, and a dude called me a wasteman. Like, okay, what does that mean? But anyways, a couple things. Number one, I feel like Anthony Joshua did a better job beating Klitschko. But I will say that the most elite heavyweight right now, I would have to say it is Fury. Fury held all the belts. He didn't hold them all at one time. He didn't, like, he didn't defend the belt. But he was the guy to go in there and dethrone a 10-year champion. I think it was like 10 or 12 years he was undefeated.
12 for Vlad.
Crazy. So, Fury came and he fought Wilder when he was not 100%. I want Wilder to win, but I got to call spade a spade, man. I feel like Fury is the best heavyweight right now. Mm. But, AJ, yeah, I feel like AJ can get beat by Wilder because his head stay on line for that right hand. But right now, I would have to say that Fury is number one. So, yeah, that's my call, man. Good to hear from you too, Nick.
Likewise, my friend. Thank you for calling in. Contrell in Phoenix, Arizona. Let me see. Is this Massachusetts?
Them people are sad. Just sad, some sad motherfuckers, boy. Sad.
Shan,
could never be on my channel with that.
Shan, you have to learn how
no,
to ignore.
No, I don't gotta learn. I don't gotta chat. Learn it. Don't gotta learn it. Yeah, I don't. Everything else can slide. I prefer, and they're doubling down on it as well.
I prefer.
You got people, and they're doubling down on it. How about that? So I don't gotta learn fuck all. I'm not having it.
All right. So you know you can leave.
I could leave and they could win.
That's not winning, but you know, I just would rather you not bring up negativity from the chat on the live show because it's two different audiences. You can mix them on your platform. Those are two different audiences. Remember, the people that we speak of from the chat is because they pay to super chat. So the free ones, right? You pick mm-hmm. and choose which one you highlight because it's free. You're doing them a favor by voicing their opinion for free. People that want to voice their opinion have to call into my show. So you're giving him a platform. Georgie Porgy, what up?
Nigga, no intro.
Yo, first of all, let me say, I don't pay showtime to see you all damn not even putting a goddamn motherfucking effort. If I want to see two motherfuckers just fight, I pick up a fight with somebody in the street. Don't need that shit. You don't love that form I do? Just move along. Gone. Fuck you. Next, what a great show. Thumbs up, donate.
Hey, yo, what's happening, people?
Yo.
Of the spirit. Listen, first of all, hey, that whole dick riding shit, Lady Shine, you got to get used to it. That's what Ness does. Since day one, baby, we just got it taken with the flows. You got to love it how it is. It's a whole package with the whole thing.
Yeah.
The whole chat situation, that shit is for the brave souls out there. You know that's a wild fucking kingdom. Don't fuck with a chat like that. Plus, what the fuck, you? How many mods you got there? Nobody can smoke that nigga real quick.
I put them on timeout.
What's up with them apples? Smoke them. That's it. Out. Listen, about Wilder, I hope Wilder win, brother. I hope he does. You know why? Because without Wilder, this shit going to get boring really quick. Okay, man. I love you. So I don't have a lot to say, guys. Everybody out there, support the channel, donate, and I'm out.
Salute.
All right. If you're on Blog Talk, don't forget to hit one so we know you want to talk. We're going out to 904 Geo. Geo on Skype.
Hey, what's going on, Ness?
What up, champ?
Hey, man, I definitely agree with you, man. Fury beat Klitschko better. You can't beat somebody better when you almost get beat yourself. So that's simple. And I'm waiting for the fight, man. I want to see the fight. I think Wilder gonna get him this time go around, and I think Wilder get AJ easily. So I'm not that impressed by AJ, and basically that's all I got to say, man. Catch you next time, bro.
All right. Well, according to the audience, AJ's winning the poll. Who done it better when they fought Vladimir? Anthony Joshua's at 54%, while Tyson Fury, true champ, is at 46%. We're going out to, I hope I get this right, James Valdez? Am I wrong?
Oh, yes, he's on My Life. Oh, no, is that you, James?
What's up, James?
Yeah, how's it going? Hey, Dance, I'm always off topic, man. I want to ask you something because I know you keep up with everything. On the Zone, if I wanted to renew my subscription, do I have to wait till that month or can I do it like now, even though it's not due till November? Because I have a feeling they're going to set up some fights and then they're going to up the price, man, for the year.
I don't know, because when I renewed, they sent me that message, you know, internally, and I just, you know, renewed.
Yeah, they do that towards the end of your subscription. That way, mm-hmm. That way you know you're up. But I wanted to do it beforehand before they set up.
I'm sure you could go in the settings, though. I'm sure you could try and go into the settings and go to your plan. Everyone should be accessible to see their plan, and then you know, try and change it there.
All right, I appreciate this. I appreciate all the content, man.
No problem. Third episode today. If you haven't already subscribed, make sure you hit that subscribe button. We're almost at 130,000. Saturday is Border Wars, so don't forget to tune in. We're gonna have 15 fights. We'll be doing some live commentary. We'll do live weigh-ins as well, so tune into the YouTube channel for that. It looks like all our callers, let me go to, make sure I ain't got no super chats. We ain't getting nothing today though, nothing big. We done announced that. Oh, actually, we got another one here we didn't get to. Philly Irish says he was on top of his game when Fury beat him, and Vlad was at the end of his run and still almost stopped AJ by KO in 7 over Wilder. Okay, wait. I said that wrong. He said he was at the end of his run and still almost stopped AJ. He was supposed to put a period. Then he says Fury by KO in 7 over Wilder. So he's still picking Fury to beat Wilder. But, he thought. And that's what I'm saying. You know, as much as everybody, and I'm like, this is the end of the show. There's no more callers. We're leaving. This isn't me trying to egg you on. This isn't me trying to get you back into another debate, but like, how does he get so much credit for beating a dude that's coming off a loss to Fury plus 18 months off? And then people try to act like that win is equal to any other win or any other loss of Vlad, when no other loss on Vlad's resume has an 18-month layoff or a loss before the next fight. Like,
but you remember why there was the layoff? Because Fury was supposed to do the rematch and he was playing games back and forth. So that was why it was actually 17 months.
But tell the truth, that wasn't the whole story, Shan. So I'll give you an opportunity to sell the other half.
What was the whole story? Maybe I don't know it because I was too busy touring around the world at the time.
His wife suffering from a very public postpartum, and him having to take off from boxing because she couldn't deal with the pregnancy of their newborn. So I don't know what you're talking about, but we got Majid in Ohio.
I don't know what you're talking about. Nesta Gibbs.
Yo, everybody need to like the video, subscribe to the channel, join YouTube and members and Patreon for something. But hey, man, I believe that Tyson Fury going to show up for this fight. You know, and as far as that poll go, Pauls, I feel like Tyson Fury was the first to dethrone that fucking Vladimir Klitschko. And if it wasn't for him fucking up and putting those belts into the atmosphere, would it even be a fucking AJ? Then on top of that, Klitschko came off of all that inactivity after losing to Fury and still almost got him out of there, you know? So I'm like, hands down, Tyson Fury did it easy. But you know how they call that shit boring because he made it look easy. They'd rather somebody go life and death, you know what I'm saying, for their entertainment than they'd say it was better. Tyson Fury beat that boy better. This ain't even a conversation. They saying AJ did it better. They don't give a fuck about his health, and they definitely ain't respecting boxing for the pure art. You know what I'm saying? But that's all I got. And thank you for all these live shows tonight, dog. I'm out.
Bye.
All right. That is everybody. Ness GTO, Instagram, and Twitter. Catch us on the next one.
Maybe.
We are out. You're not saying any outro? No, where did
you
find
sorry. It? I didn't know because I don't know. Guys, salute to the chat. Salute to Ness. Thanks again for having me out, Lady Shan. Gun.
Peace.